Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Act Like a Lady. Think Like a Man by Steve Harvey is a relationship and dating advice book aimed primarily at women who want clearer insight into how many men approach love, sex, and long-term commitment. Drawing on Harvey's background as a radio host and stand-up comedian, the book blends humor with direct guidance, framing dating as a process that benefits from clearer standards and more realistic expectations. Its central idea is that women can make stronger choices when they understand common male priorities and motivations, then use that understanding to evaluate whether a partner is serious and capable of meeting their needs, rather than focusing on romantic ideals. It emphasizes practical decision-making, asking the right questions, watching actions over promises, and setting boundaries around time, intimacy, and commitment. The tone is blunt and conversational, and the advice is presented as workable rules of thumb for navigating modern dating and moving toward a stable, respectful relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the male lens on love and commitment. A major focus of the book is translating what Harvey presents as a common male perspective. Many men separate attraction from readiness for commitment and often evaluate relationships through practical criteria rather than purely emotional momentum. The book encourages readers to stop treating confusion as a mystery and instead interpret it as data. If a man is inconsistent, vague about the future, or unwilling to define the relationship, Harvey argues that this often signals a lack of intention rather than a lack of communication skill. This framing pushes women to assess behavior, not potential, and to assume that serious partners make their goals obvious over time. The emphasis is not on manipulating men, but on recognizing patterns early and deciding whether those patterns match what the reader wants. In this model, love is not just a feeling but a set of choices shown through effort, reliability, and willingness to build toward something. The practical outcome is a shift from hoping someone changes to screening for commitment-minded conduct from the start. Secondly, the 90-day rule as a boundaries and screening tool. One of the most widely discussed ideas associated with the book is the suggestion of waiting before sexual intimacy, often framed as a 90-day probation period. Harvey presents this as a way to slow the pace, create space for observation, and test whether a man is pursuing a relationship or only quick access to sex. The underlying logic is that time and restraint can reveal consistency. A partner interested in something real will continue showing up, investing effort, and learning who you are even when gratification is delayed. The rule is also positioned as a boundaries practice, helping women prioritize emotional safety and clarity over pressure, chemistry, or fear of losing a man. While some readers view the approach as overly formulaic, the broader principle is adaptable. Set a standard that aligns with your values and use it to measure respect. In the book's framework, intimacy becomes a mutual decision made within a context of trust rather than a bargaining chip or a rushed milestone. Thirdly, standards, requirements, and the power of clear expectations. Harvey repeatedly emphasizes that women benefit from defining what they require, what they desire, and what is simply nice to have. This theme is about moving from vague hopes to explicit standards, then acting consistently with those standards. The book argues that many dating frustrations come from unclear boundaries, accepting less than you want, rewarding inconsistent behavior with access and attention, or assuming someone understands expectations without being told. By contrast, the book encourages readers to be specific about deal breakers, relationship goals, and the level of effort they will accept. It also stresses that standards must be enforced to matter, meaning consequences follow when behavior does not align. This approach frames self-respect as an active practice rather than a feeling. It also reframes choosing a partner as a decision process. You are evaluating whether a person can meet your stated needs and whether their actions match their words. So, the promise of the method is less drama and fewer mixed signals because the relationship is grounded in clarity and accountability. Fourthly, communication differences and interpreting actions over talk. Another recurring topic is how men and women may communicate differently about problems, emotions, and relationship progress. Harvey leans on the idea that many men prefer solutions and outcomes over extended discussion, which can cause women to feel unheard and men to feel criticized. The book's practical advice is to communicate in ways that make goals clear and to watch what a partner does when real responsibility is required. In this view, words are cheap compared to consistent effort, follow-through, and protection of the relationship. The book encourages readers to avoid being persuaded by big promises or charming explanations when day-to-day behavior does not improve. It also highlights the value of asking direct questions about intentions, timelines, and readiness rather than relying on hints or hoping for mind reading. Even readers who dislike the book's gender generalizations may find the core tactic useful: reduce ambiguity by focusing on observable behavior and by communicating needs plainly. Then make decisions based on the response you get. The book touches on how couples can assess whether they are truly prepared for marriage or a similarly serious commitment. It encourages readers to consider practical compatibility issues such as shared values, responsibility, and follow-through, not just chemistry and affection. A readiness mindset includes discussing expectations about roles, priorities, and long-range goals, and noticing whether both partners take those conversations seriously. The book also offers relationship maintenance themes, stressing that commitment is reinforced through continued attention and intentional effort, not simply by reaching a milestone like exclusivity or engagement, while the tone remains informal and comedic. The larger point is that lasting partnership requires more than love. It requires stability, mutual respect, and an ongoing willingness to invest. This topic aligns with the book's overall philosophy of realism. Instead of assuming that time alone creates commitment, it urges readers to look for evidence of maturity and consistency. The intended takeaway is to choose partners who are capable of long-term responsibility and to keep the relationship healthy through deliberate care and shared accountability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want straightforward dating advice with an emphasis on boundaries, screening for seriousness, and interpreting behavior more than romantic talk. Women who feel stuck in situationships or repeatedly encounter mixed signals may appreciate its insistence on clarity and standards, especially the idea that intentions become obvious through consistent effort over time. It can also be useful for readers who prefer practical heuristics they can apply quickly, such as asking direct questions about commitment and using a waiting period to see whether pursuit remains steady at the same time. Readers who dislike broad gender generalizations or who prefer relationship guidance grounded in research may want to treat the advice as a set of perspectives rather than universal laws. Where the book stands out in its category is voice and accessibility. It combines humor with blunt, memorable rules and a strong focus on self-advocacy. Compared with many dating books that lean heavily on romance narratives or abstract self-love messaging, Harvey pushes a decision-making framework. Even when a reader disagrees with parts of it, the book often succeeds at prompting tougher questions, clearer boundaries, and a more intentional approach to choosing partners and building commitment. If you would like to support Steve Harvey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.